The Netball Show with Flyhawk, raising the bar for netball and women's sport.
It's a Netball Show with Flyhawk. Ryan Allen is the president of EMNA. Important news in a moment, but first of all, Ryan, how did the games in Cardiff go against France?
Absolutely fantastic. What a great opportunity to play against the Netball France ladies and their mixed team. The first international mixed fixture for the EMNA mixed team to play. And for France to be able to bring over that squad after forming relatively recently, I don't think the scoreline reflected how well France performed. It was a really tough and challenging match. I think just the experience of the EMNA team that have been training together for quite some time now did shine through. But, you know, what a fabulous opportunity to showcase mixed netball.
Just announced those games, Thorns v Suns as well, the inaugural Thorns Test Series on home soil. Take us into a little bit of how much organising that actually took.
Yeah, well, it's really hard to put into words how much work has gone into making that happen, and also how much work there is to do to actually deliver the series, you know, to have and to host an international men's team in the country. It's just such a big deal for us, and it's something that we wanted to do for quite some time. We obviously have been working really closely with the Jamaican team. They're also similar to what we did with the Australia and New Zealand tour last year for the Thorns. They're fully self-funded as well, so we're trying to support them in every way that they can, and we understand, you know, how much it goes into actually getting a team to another country to perform in a series like that. But we're super excited to host them. We think it's going to be a phenomenally entertaining series. The Jamaican men's team play very similar to the Jamaican ladies. A lot of flair, very aerial, very strong, very unpredictable. And then you've got the England Thorns, Thorns 2.0, the new selected team from the coach Sharon Burt-Lewis, who again is going to be looking to really showcase what they can do as well. So yeah, really, really excited for that to happen this year.
We've seen the details at the first game is at the Jean Brown Arena in Redbridge. The arena actually was part of the London 2012 Olympic and Paralympic Games training venue.
It was, yeah. It was purpose-built for that. So we're really glad to be able to partner with them and to actually have the opportunity to put on an international netball fixture at this venue. It's previously been used once, I believe, for a Super League fixture, but this will be the first international fixture that's being held there. It's obviously extremely well set up. The Essex Met League do showcase their games there as well. It's a lovely venue. It's got a good capacity for spectators, although, you know, limited seats. So for anyone that's looking to come down, I would suggest getting your ticket as soon as possible. They will sell out quickly, available on our website, or, you know, you can find the links via our social media channels. But we're really excited to have game one in London. A lot of the Thorns players are London-based, so we're hoping to see lots of friends and family and supporters of men's netball. And we'd really like to see a lot of the schools and young boys to come down and actually see the best that men's netball can offer.
What about game one then? When's it taking place? And what about times and ticket prices?
Yeah, of course. So game one's happening on Wednesday, the 27th of next month. Birth and a Pass will be at 7:45. The ticket prices are £25 for adults and £16 for under 16s. There is discounts available for clubs, schools and groups of 10 or more. So do get in touch with us and we can let you know what the group discount save is on that. We're really excited. We want to see that grandstand full. We wanted to sort of showcase, you know, what men's netball can do in this country.
The games in July, that's on the first and second. Second and third game in the series. So they're going to be taking place in Nottingham as well?
Yeah, so Nottingham is an absolutely beautiful venue there at Nottingham University. I've had the pleasure of training with the Roses. That they do use that as their training base in the lead-up to large events. I understand they will be doing the same thing again this year in the lead-up to the World Cup. It's a beautiful facility. Again, it's got good capacity for a crowd, a beautiful court. So that'll be happening on Saturday the 1st and Sunday the 2nd of July, which will be game 2 and 3 of the series. Ticket prices will be announced for those shortly. We'll also be looking to do weekend passes. There will be curtain raisers for both those days on the Saturday and the Sunday. One of those games will be the under-25 Trailblazers versus to be confirmed. And the second game will be an Emden mixed game, which we're working on a really exciting opposition for them with some potentially very recognisable names for them to come up against. So really exciting string of games across that weekend. And of course, the main event being the game two and game three of the Thorns versus Jamaica Suns.
Hi, this is Nat Metcalf and you're listening to The Netball Show.
You're involved with Giants on a club level, and it's really great to see the launch of these junior Giants sessions in June. Special to everybody that's involved with the club. So what can you tell me about those?
Yeah, look, this is something that we've wanted to do as a club since we formed back in 2021. The club is only just over 2 years old, and this has been a really key part of the strategy, is to provide some opportunities for young boys to come to be coached by the Giants coaching team, to have some of the players come down and help with that as well, and to just to give them those opportunities. We've been quite lucky. We've had a couple of younger boys part of the club. We've got two at the moment that are under 16, and we're looking to get a few more. You know, obviously the long-term goal, we would love to have an under 16 junior Giants team. So yeah, so we've launched that. We're doing some midterm camps on the 30th and 31st during the school holidays, which will be held at Walthamstow School for Girls. And then during June, we're actually doing training sessions for the under 16s from 6:30 to 7:30. So that's actually before the Giants weekly training sessions. But then if they wish, they could then stick around and watch the Giants men's and mixed teams train as well. So really exciting opportunity. We're going to be encouraging, you know, we'll be reaching out to all the local schools. We've had lots of boys and parents get in touch already that are really keen to do that. You know, I think it's important to say as well that, you know, there are a number of existing netball clubs around the country who, when they do their camps, that boys are more than welcome. You just need to get in touch with them and ask. You know, you find for a lot of the ones that do youth camps during the holidays, they do actually allow boys to go. But, you know, we are very proud to be the first men's and mixed club to start offering these youth camps. And we're really excited to see how it goes.
Last week we heard from James as well, and the game is continuing to grow, more opportunity for men. And as president of Emden, you must be hugely pleased the direction things are going.
We've talked to each other a few times, Andy, and I think every time we talk, it does get better. And I just look back on everything that's actually happened between each interview that we've done with each other. And, you know, once again, you know, we're in the same situation. You know, here we are, we're talking about a home international test series, you know, here in the UK against the Jamaica Suns, you know, where we've got nationals coming up in August. This year, bigger and even better than last year. We're looking for opportunities for our under 25 Trailblazers and the number of players that are a part of that program. We've, you know, as we spoke about earlier, we had the Emden mixed team playing the French team. You know, all these things, you know, when we first spoke probably a couple of years ago, you could have said to me in 2 years' time that this is all that would be happening in 1 year. I wouldn't have believed you. I don't think you would have believed me. You would have said that I was dreaming, but, you know, here we are, and we continue to grow. We've got some really exciting stuff planned for 2024. The number of players that are getting involved is just growing exponentially. And the thing that sort of warms my heart more than anything is the number of young boys and the number of schools and you know, all the under 16s. You know, so that number one priority for EMNA has always been to bridge the gap for 11 to 16-year-olds. That when they finish school, there's no longer many opportunities for them to play netball. And I look at the opportunities that are being presented to those young boys now, and it's really exciting. And it's sort of just it just makes me feel that we're putting the right things in place to build for the future. And you know, that's going to be there for the sustained growth of the sport.
You mentioned nationals there. Entry is now open, and it sounds as if it's going to be bigger and better than ever this year. Something like 28 teams over 3 days already?
Yeah, that's right. So we've had to extend to an additional day. So we'll be running from Friday through to Sunday. The men's group has grown to 12 teams, and we are there's more than 12 teams that have requested that for entry for that. So we will be looking to see how we sort of get that to the 12 teams that will be as part of the national championships. And the mixed ones are even more exciting. So we're going to have 16 teams, which will eventually be split into two groups of eight in two different divisions. And again, we've had more interest in people entering mixed teams this year than what we've got places as well. So it's really excited that we're in that position with the number of teams that would want to be involved this year. You know, the very first year we had eight men's teams and 12 mixed teams. So it just continues to grow. and we're constantly seeing new teams. We've got the EMDA Summer League sort of operating at the moment. It's a trial national league. It's split into North and South, and we're starting to see the results of some of those games that are going ahead. I believe the first game was against Kraken mixed team and Warwick, the University of Warwick mixed team, which occurred last week. And we're going to start to see all those sort of games and those results starting to flow through. You know, it's just so exciting. It's just such an exciting time to be part of men's and mixed netball in the UK.
It's been really exciting over the last couple of months, obviously Kraken, Hurricanes, some of those latest teams to start up. If somebody's looking to join a men's and mixed team, what's the best way?
Yeah, of course. Well, the best way to go is to go to our website, englandmmna.com. We have a club finder on there. You can put in your postcode or your location. It'll show you some clubs near the area. Now, there may not be one super close to you, but a lot of the players do tend to travel and try and make it to training as possible. If you feel that there is enough need for a team in your area, we're more than happy to help provide, you know, information and support into how you can set that up. You just need a group of passionate volunteers, which is how every single one of these teams has started. It's just a group of passionate people that want to get involved. You know, they've put a notice out there. We help share, spread the word that you know there's a team happening. And I think you'll be surprised at how many people want to get involved. So if you do either want to play for a team or you want to start a team, check out our website, get in touch. We're more than happy to help you get there.
The Thornsby Suns game then, game one, remind us of the details.
Game one, Wednesday the 27th. It'll be at Jean Baron Sports Arena, Redbridge Sports and Leisure. It's right next to a tube station. There's plenty of car parking available. You know, we encourage absolutely everybody to come down and watch it. It's set to be an explosive game. Really exciting game, and you're definitely not one to be missed.
I expect you universally as well. You would potentially always be on the lookout for volunteers to help on a day.
Yeah, it's definitely. We always need volunteers, especially we'll need volunteers during this international series. If you're interested in getting involved and want to volunteer in any way, whether it's greeters, whether it's helping people get to their seats, whether it's checking tickets, whether it's, you know, there's a multitude of different volunteer opportunities to get involved. Even if you could only make the London date or the Nottingham dates, if you want to get involved at Nationals, that's at Loughborough, please do get in touch. Just email us at info@englandmmna.com or get in touch with us via our website and social media and let us know that you want to volunteer. We welcome everybody. As many people as can get involved, make the event to be a bigger success. So, yeah, please do get in touch.
Sounds really exciting, Ryan. Thanks always for your time.
No, thank you, Andy. I really enjoy talking to you every time. And, you know, every time we speak, more bigger and better things are happening. So, you know, I can't wait till we speak next time to see what's been achieved in that period.
The Netball Show is now also available via Sky HD, Sky Q and Sky Glass. Select sport and we're on the podcast rail.